Glory to God. I want to share with us briefly on nation capture. Glory to God. Nation capture. Hallelujah. Nation capture. Praise God forevermore. Glory to God. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, Luke chapter 19, verses 13. Verse 13. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will begin from, let's begin from, now Jesus is explaining his purpose. Let's begin from verse 9. Let's begin from verse 9. And it says, "And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save. He is come to seek and to save that which was lost." I want you to take note of that. He says, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save. He came to seek, to highlight the word seek, and to save that which was lost. Glory to God, to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise the Lord. Let me do something here quick. To seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable. He added, you get it? He added to what he was talking about. He says he added and spake a parable. Because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Are we together? Parables are a means, a way that God, a means of teaching. It's a way of teaching where natural things are used to explain the spiritual. So when he told them the Son of Man has come to seek, or is come to seek and to save that which was lost, then he adds a parable to it to explain something to them. And he says, because they thought that the kingdom should come immediately. Verse 12, he said, "Therefore, a certain nobleman," yes, a minute. He says, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return." Are you with me? To seek himself. Remember, he came to seek and to save. Now he's talking of a certain nobleman who went to a far country to seek and to, sorry, to seek. He says, to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, "Occupy," delivered unto them. He is going to receive for himself a kingdom, and he gives to them a 10 pounds, and then said unto them, "Occupy till I come." But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Did you hear that? Then came the first, saying, "Lord, thy pound have gained 10 pounds." And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, in a very little. He gave them what he gave them, he knew was very little. Now we're together. Interesting. Because thou hast been faithful in that, in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities? Interesting. Gave them one coin. Divided the coins to each other. And then now the man comes in and has multiplied it to 10. And then he gives him 10 cities. This is a very interesting message. Remember the millennial reign. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is the pound which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou laidest not down, and reapest thou didst not sow. And saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was austere, an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest, King James, not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? Now, cutting it short, now Jesus gives a parable. He's giving them a parable to explain the kingdom. Are we together? And how the kingdom works. And the parable he gives them is of a man that gave them what? He gave 10 pounds to his servants. He called servants and gave them 10 pounds. And he said to them, by what he gave them, are we together? And he told them, occupy until I come. Are we together? And he had gone to fetch himself, to get himself a kingdom. When he had finished getting it, he came back. And when he came back, he was needing accountability. Are we together? He came and wanted accountability of what they did with the monies. Praise the Lord. And the first one said that with what you gave me, I multiplied it and made it 10. Made 10. And the servant, sorry, and the master says to them, to him, he says, you have been faithful in that which is very little. Interesting. He gave them what seemed very little, and yet it had the potential to be multiplied. Are we together? Gave them what seemed very little, but had the potential to be multiplied. The man comes and had multiplied it, and he said that thou good and faithful servant, I gave you that which was very little, but you multiplied it. He says, now become a master over 10 cities. Praise the Lord Jesus. A beautiful, beautiful picture of the millennial reign. The things that we do with what has been entrusted with us right now are going to determine what we're going to do and which portions we will govern over in the millennial reign, in Christ's millennial reign. You know, of the millennial reign, of course. Praise the Lord Jesus. The millennial reign. It is in that 1,000 years of governance, of rulership. The things that we're doing right now, with the authority granted us, given unto us, with The instructions with the word that has been given us are going to determine what we will do. Are we together? But I want you to understand. I want you to see something. He gives them and then tells them to occupy. He gives them and tells them to occupy till he comes. That's very interesting. Praise the Lord Jesus. Very interesting. What he has given us. Now, come to us. We're talking of nation capture. Praise the Lord Jesus. Matthew. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. He gave them authority. And this is God. This is Jesus speaking, not just to the disciples, but this is applicable to the church. He says, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. And then he says, based on this authority, now I send you to do what? To make disciples of the nations. Are we together? Make disciples of the nation. He first gives and then instructs. Did you hear that? He first gives and then instructs. He first equips and then instructs. If we understand that of the Lord, you will understand that there is nothing that cannot be done. Nothing. Why? Because before God ever gives you an instruction to the servants in the parable Jesus gave, before he told them to occupy, he gave them what to use to occupy. But I want you to understand that what he gave them looked very little. And he knew it looked very little. Why? Because it did not look like something you can use to occupy. And yet, and that's one of the things that God gives us. He gives us seed. The word of God is seed. Jesus says that the word is seed. The word of God is seed. And that's what God has given us. He has given us the word. Are we together? And the word comes to us in seed format. So it doesn't look big enough to be used to do the things that you are being told to do. And yet, if you dare to use it, it has the ability to multiply and has the ability to become what it talks about. Are we together? He sent us to the nations of the world. He sent us with a mission. He commissioned us. He sent us and told us what to do. What he sent us to do is there in the picture. In the picture he said, he used of the parable, it's like being given the pounds. What you do with what has been given to you determines what you're going to answer. And praise the Lord. When the master came back, he came and he called the servants for answers. Are we together? And later, look at the one that was given, that came in and says, here is your 1 pound. I knew you are not an easy man. You are not an easy man. You are not you are a kind of man that reaps where he did not sow. I mean, isn't seriously when he called this man a wicked servant? You can see it. And the master says, you knew, okay, I reap where I did not sow. Huh? And then you kept it. Well, because if you knew, that I will reap where I did not sow. At least you go and sow so that you give me what I would desire. So probably this man wanted to teach his master a lesson. Wanted to show him, you wicked master, I know you guy, you are wicked. But today, not for me. You will not get those things from me. Are we together? He calls him a wicked and unfaithful servant. To the rest, he says, they are faithful servants. So faithfulness is seen by multiplication. Faithfulness is seen by what you do with what has been entrusted to you. That's how faithfulness is seen. It is not seen by maintaining, that is keeping as it has been. It is seen by multiplying what has been entrusted to you. Now, we're talking about nation capture. Now, one of the things we need to understand is that God, the Bible says, that the boundaries of the nations, every one of us has been put in, has been determined ahead of time, was determined, God determined where we would be and which places we will be, the territories and all those things. God determined those things before we were even born. So you are not born in a nation without a reason. God put you in a place for a reason. Are we together? But I want you to understand that the commission he gives you comes in seed format. It doesn't come like what it is. You think that probably if God wants you to capture a nation, he will make you the president. No, he doesn't come like that. No, he comes with what seems very little. You from the place where you were born from, the kind of atmosphere you grew up under, the connections you had and you have had, and all things seem like you might not make it. It's like, how can a man like me take over a nation? And yet, how does he give you a nation? He gives you a nation through seed, that is word. Are we together? He begins to speak to you words. Words. Are we together? He gives you a nation by word. So when he comes, like now you're in a ministry like this, and you hear words like this nation belongs to us, what has God just done? God right there has given you a nation in seed format. So how do you move from seed format to capturing the nation? It is you need to get the word, you need to get the words that he speaks and plant them. Praise the Lord. Interesting. Hallelujah. What do I mean now? Which planting now? It is the acting on the word. Well, because the word is planted in your heart. Are we together? It's planted in your heart. That is, the word is sown on in the hearts of men. And now what happens? That word now, what, when I use the word planting, it's like now what you do with the seed. Are we together? It is now when you get the seed and go act on it. So in farming now, when you, what you do with seed is plant it. Now the word has come to you as seed format. The planting of it is the you going now to the nations, going now, seeing the possibilities by the word of God, that God has spoken to you and said that this nation is yours. This nation is yours. And then you begin to see the nation as yours and begin to act, strategize, plan like the nation is yours. Are we together? The man of God spoke something very, very powerful in the promo that I shared with us. He said that see the whole world as your city. And not just that, but see that the responsibility to take over that the city is yours. So what does that mean? It's possibilities. So that alone grants us the entire world. In order for you to capture a nation, it doesn't begin from the positions you are in physically. It begins by perception. What have you perceived after the seed of the word that has been sown into you? What have you seen? Are we together? God spoke to Abraham then, and he told him, look to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, as far as your eyes can see, that will I deliver to you. It's as far as your eyes can see. In order for you to capture, we have talked about city, we're talking the nation, we're talking nations. Are we together? In order for you to capture anything, it's going to begin from your perspective. Are we together? And perspective comes from your perception. Are we together? What have you perceived? And then what do you see as a result of what you have seen? Have you seen the possibilities of a land being conquered and taken over by a man? And which man? You. Have you seen it? But what do you stand on to capture? What are you see, standing on to see? Well, because in order for you to see, you stand somewhere. Are we together? You stand somewhere to see. The sight, how far you will see, is based on the place, the positioning you're standing in to see. If you're standing in a valley to see, your sight might be short, might not be big. If you stand on the mountaintop, your perspective, your perceptions are different. Why? Because of where you're standing. But God gives you His word so that you can stand on the word and be able to see. And be able to see. You stand on the word and be able to see. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, when God gives you need to understand God's delivery system. Hallelujah. I like that. God's delivery system. How does God deliver things to men? It is through words. He sends His word and they are made. What I have spoken, the word that has proceeded out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the purpose to which it is sent. How does God communicate to us today? Through His servants. So when God speaks in a meeting you're in and He says that this land has been given to you, remember this, a seed has been delivered into your hands. What then is expected of you? It's called faithfulness now. What do you do with the assignment that has been given to you? God doesn't need to call you by name and say, all right, I've given you and calls you and say, Godfrey, I've given you Uganda. No. All he does is put you in a place, in a meeting, and then the words come in and he say, the nation has been given to us and you're part of the ministry. Has been given to us. That means a seed has been given to you. The next thing that God is looking unto, it is what are you going to do with that seed? That's how, when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive results, that's what is going to be. It is what have you done with what I told you, with the instructions I gave you? Well, because before God says that the nation is ours, the nation is ours, He first teaches you. He first instructs you. He first shows you things, develops you, and then he says, the land is yours. So, what happens after? It is the moment you see that, the moment he speaks that the land is yours, then the next thing you're going to do is understand. I said, God's delivery system. How does he bring to us? It is through words. So, the moment you hear an instruction, listen. God's instruction, it is T.L. Osborne who said something. And he said, sometimes God's greatest wisdoms and big things are hidden between the lines. It is between the lines. God doesn't need to direct, tell you, okay, now, go. This land is yours. Make sure you do this and this and this. No, he says, the land is yours. The land is yours. Or he can say, through your leader, and he says, the land has been given to us. When he says, the land has been given to us, right there, you as a minister under leadership, right there, he has delivered to you the right to rule the nation. Right there, he has delivered to you the right to rule the nation. Are we together? Right there. So what are you going to do? It is from the time God speaks such things, you should understand that God never instructs before he equips. God never instructs before he teaches and builds. So when God says the nation is yours, potential is in you to do it. The ability to conquer and capture it has been granted to you already because the direction has come to you. The instruction has come to you. Instruction can never come before the equipping. So what does that mean? It means the moment you hear such words, you know that right now, okay, which place should I start with? Well, because it is, have you multiplied like he expects you to? When you do it, that's where you will be. He says that you have taken over one city. You have multiplied in this way. And he says, now preside over. Are we together? Our faithfulness is going to determine what we will do. Even at the, you know, in the millennial reign. I will stop here for today. We will continue in this series. I think that is Occupy, our series. It is Nation Capture. And this is how we begin to capture a nation. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop here for today. Our time has run fast. We'll stop here for today. We'll start from here tomorrow.